That bulge in your pocket just may be your wallet when you save your money shopping on Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob as a podcast. Whenever you start your Amazon shopping with our link, robhasawebsite.com/Amazon, or for our friends in Canada, it's robhasawebsite.com/AmazonCA. Coming to you live from the studios of Podcast One, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who is not going to F with today's guest. I'm Rob Cisterna. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast. I am Rob Cisterna, and we are very excited because we have a great show today. Because we have here with me in the studio, I'm at Podcast One today, we have the great Pete and Abby Maria. Pete, your Kowski. He's my Kowski today. And the Brazilian dragon, Abby Maria. How are you guys doing?
Fiery.
Yeah,
fiery.
We're doing good. We're doing good. We got a little lost, but we're doing good.
I'm very excited about that. I've been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks since somebody said this was a good idea. And I said, you know, that is a good idea. Let's do this. Let's do this in person also. And I'm very excited to be here with you guys now. You guys have brought some drinks with you. Pete, it has a signature coffee.
Yes, a signature coffee for Mr. Coffee Chat. Who would thunk?
Yeah. And Abby Maria, what did you bring with you today?
I brought my favorite rosé champagne.
Rosé champagne.
We've been popping.
And
boom, explosion.
Abby Maria has poured me a huge champagne. Now, I'm not a big drinker. I don't know if you could imagine that.
Can we please note that it's in a styrofoam cup?
In a styrofoam cup, but here we are. Cheers, Abby
Cheers.
Maria. Cheers, Pete Bro.
Cheers.
Ready
Cheers,
to go?
Bro. Cheers. Salut.
I'm very excited to talk about the Merge episode here. In Survivor Co. Wrong and everything else that's going on in Survivor and with you guys. So first off, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really good. Working a lot, being busy.
Yeah. Well, what do you like? What is work for Abby Maria? Like, what kind of stuff are you working on?
I am an entrepreneur.
Yes.
That's my number.
Like
one.
Neil was. Neil was an ice cream entrepreneur.
Neil is an ice cream entrepreneur. I'm a beverage entrepreneur. But to make money, I'm a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
I sell real estate in California.
Yeah.
I work with Keller Williams Realty. Not trying to promote anything here.
Mm-hmm.
And I also babysit.
You know, Nicole and I were just talking about which survivors would be the best babysitter. How old are the kids that you babysit for?
I was babysitting. I just stopped for a little bit because I'm because of work. But 2 and 3 little babies, munchkins.
Okay, that's perfect.
My little dragons.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So, and are you looking for more babysitting clients?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. All right.
When you're an entrepreneur, you got to keep busy.
Yes. Okay. And Pete, what are you up to?
I'm trying to get into. We have a couple friends who wrote a script, so we're kind of going through that.
Mm-hmm.
We're filming it sometime next month. Other than that, you know, just trying to stay busy, stay creative, figure out what I want to do as far as with the camera stuff goes.
Yeah, have you reached out to Lisa Welchel about a part?
I don't know if I'm gonna do that.
Hey, she's out there.
Hey, she is. I wouldn't mind reaching out to her.
Oh,
yeah. Why not?
That's good.
She's a great actress.
You want to play something?
Tan Dang Forever.
Tan Dang Strong. I was actually rewatching Survivor Philippines.
It was severely depressing.
No, depressing for me and for you because we look.
Yeah, I walked
No. You guys, I think.
I walked in on the Malcolm episode, and that one stings.
Which one?
Right?
What's the Malcolm
episode?
The
one where I'm like, you're fine. You don't have what I think you have.
Yeah, Malcolm, he doesn't have the idol.
Yeah.
No, you guys, really I'm stupid. Telling you that in hindsight, you guys are the heroes of Survivor Philippines because this is the benefit of hindsight because like I was trying to brush up on my notes from Survivor Philippines and it's like, you know what? The people that you guys didn't get along with on Tan Dang, in hindsight, maybe you guys were in the right. I'm just gonna say, maybe history needs to be revised. Maybe you guys had an inkling into things that maybe people didn't know about for a few years.
I was definitely mature. I was definitely very mature that season. I was all over the place. I could have played a lot better. My approach was really, really poor.
Right.
But it's great to watch it. You know, a lot of room
but
for growth.
Maybe we had it backwards at Tan Dang. Who were the good guys and who were the bad guys?
I mean, it's not going to be so fun to watch from jail.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Survivor Ko Rong and what you guys have to say about this, because last night's episode was definitely interesting. It was a crazy merge, much like you guys had in the Philippines, a three tribe season where now it's like everybody's scrambling. Who knows what's going to go? And really, the merge episodes in Survivor Philippines were some of the craziest, and that was really the first time where we had a super crazy merge with a three tribe season, because in the All Stars we had three tribes, but they let it go so long where it really got down to, it was really just two tribes when they got down to the merge, whereas Philippines is really the first season where it's super crazy at the merge because of these three tribes. And so we come into last night's episode and everybody is scrambling, and it's really turning into Brawn versus Brains, with Beauty sort of in that middle spot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think you could probably make a very messy sort of analogy of, maybe were Nick and Michelle sort of Malcolm and Denise in the middle of, like, which side are they going
right.
to go with? But that being said, let me just hear from you guys about the injury part of this, an injury component. Now, I know you had a bad knee, Abby, in the Philippines. But it wasn't an infection, right?
No, because nothing was cut open, so I didn't have any infection. It was you guys call it staph infection?
Yes.
Staph infection? Nothing like that, because it was like the tendon that...
Do they know what it was? Is it MRSA?
I don't know. But
it looks like MRSA.
But you were there, Abby, and I think that it's even like the Brains Beach where all these people came from, right? That was Takeo.
Oh yeah. But we were talking about the second chances, Cambodia, right?
Yes. Yeah.
In Cambodia, I didn't have any injuries. In Cambodia, I was doing really well. I got an injury in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Anyways, yes, the same beaches. Bayon was where the merged tribe is at right now, and I think that's the beauty beach right now.
I don't know. I know that from. I very quickly looked it up that you were Takeo at the Brains Beach.
Yeah, I was on Takeo, which is the Brains Beach, and then Bayon, where was the merge, I was there too. So yeah, those beaches, they all look very similar, but none of us got like that beat up.
They probably nuked the crap out of it. Ever like, we're going to stick with the same three beaches and
see,
just make
I don't
sure
understand
nothing bad
how
happens.
Any of this works with like the medical stuff. Like, I mean, I understand, like, you know, people get a lot of infections, like, you know, locker rooms and stuff like that, but I don't understand how a beach is particularly bad or not bad, where you get infections from different things. Like, I know you get a cut, and then, like, I don't know how that works, where you hear about these sort of things, like, where there's, like, a sports team where it's like, oh, this, you know, a couple guys have this, and I don't know anything about it. Do you have any sort of sense from playing in season 31? Because there was no instances of this. It's so crazy to me that they have this all over the place in 32. But when you guys play in 31 in the same beaches.
Same beaches. But I think maybe the crew were a little more careful.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just making sure that we were always wearing our shoes when we would go in the water. Just making sure that we were keeping like kind of like more like clean.
Yeah, I was thinking about this on the way over here, just as players in the game. Do you feel like, should Survivor give the contestants more in the medical kit in terms of, like, should Survivors get, you know, with their stuff, like, should you get, like, a big tube of Neosporin? Should you get Ace Bandage? Like, should you get things to be able to take better care of the wounds? Whereas it's always been on Survivor where I think that it's like, okay, well, you know, it's a survival of the elements. But who the hell cares, you know, how people are taking care of their wounds? Like, oh, like, I don't want to watch the show's not so real if I see, you know, somebody has a Band-Aid on.
Do you want everybody to go home? Like, on not, like, in the context of getting voted out, but, like, go home because you have medical makes you leave.
Who cares?
Like, there's no tribal yesterday.
Yeah, this just seems like an easy thing that we could fix in the game that really isn't adding anything to the equation of sort of like, oh, well, okay, sure, I really want to see them roughing it out there. But what would be the big deal if you had more medical stuff in the kit?
Yeah. I don't know if we can talk about what was
no, but
in the
nobody.
Kit.
This doesn't matter. It's like there's condoms in there, so why can't we have CBS-born?
Yeah, but I don't think that's any. You know that people have like your prescription medicines and stuff like that.
Yes, people had their prescription medicines. I saw some people with some Neosporin in their kit in their.
But what, I said, why
bag,
not have more
and there
of it?
Was like hand sanitizer. Does
it, does it matter? I mean, I wouldn't say Ace Bandages or anything because you could see those on camera. But stuff like
but
Neosporin
even if you could,
or just like
who cares?
Hydrogen peroxide.
A Band-Aid.
Yeah. but if you noticed, sometimes they do give people Band-Aids. Like, they wrap something
You've
for
seen
you.
Gauze on Survivor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
is that
yeah,
going to
yeah.
ruin the show if
no.
somebody's
no.
walking around with, if,
no.
you know, if we had, and I'm not saying that there was any sort of, like, impropriety with what happened with Neil, but I kind of feel like, isn't it preventable where we could prevent Neil from going out of the game?
It was yes. such a bummer
yes.
to it, see him going out of the game. I was so
especially
bummed.
Under those
it was such a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, just like I know what the show has been, but mm-hmm. I just kind of feel like moving forward, why can't we have, you know, throw a can of Neosporin for you know, anybody who needs it, you know, are people going to abuse it?
No. No, yeah, it's boring to see people being medevac left and right. I think mm-hmm. people are there to play the game. I mean, it's like especially people like us, we're super
right.
fans, we're gamers. When we're playing Survivor, we're there to kill it. We're there to play the game. We're there to win it, and we'll do whatever we have to. And being taken out because of an injury, it sucks. And that's why when I tore my ACL on Survivor Philippines, I was like, there is no way I'm getting out of it. I'm here to play the game. Mm-hmm. I'm a competitor.
Well,
I'm
that's
not going
something,
because of an injury.
What can you do with that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, you know, you have an injury, and those sort of things are going to happen. And even like what happened with Caleb, and you know that, you know, it's the heat, and you know, I don't know how preventable that is or isn't.
Oh, it was hot.
But stuff like this, like the little, like where, you know, Jeff is like, well, just keep your wounds clean. Well, I mean,
how are you going to keep your wounds clean?
You know, salt water.
To me, it just seems like this is the kind of thing where it's like where nobody is getting any extra entertainment value out of it. I know it's supposed
yeah,
to like
yeah.
where this started. It was like, can people survive in the wilderness, but let them have.
It's also evolved.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It has evolved.
It's no longer really
great
about
point.
The elements as much as but like surviving each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
you
about the
mean?
Game.
Yeah, and again, I thought it was interesting how it all developed, but I do feel like that, you know, like we could have seen a pretty exciting tribal council last night, which we didn't end up getting to see.
I was honestly looking forward to a tribal last night, and I was really
because it was
bummed.
building up, and then it's like, here's Jeff.
Yeah,
he's going,
well,
oh,
he came back out,
yeah.
and
you know it's not good.
I can only imagine how Neil felt. Oh my god!
Now, are you a big Neil fan?
I mean, I think he's been playing a great game. He kind of reminds me a little bit of Stephen Fishback, you know, like more in his head, like
mm-hmm.
a thinker. He wasn't getting so poopy pants there. I'm just
joking. Wow.
<Uh-oh.
laughs> He hates when I do
Shots
that.
Fired. Yeah.
Shots fired.
And you too, Pete, you were on the page?
I like him, but it was more for that tribal. That
mm-hmm.
like he had the idol, you didn't know what was going to happen, where everything was going to transpire, and then... And then it was just like, bye.
Yeah.
Like, that was really anticlimactic for an episode.
Well, just let's go back to this idea of Neil with his idol and whether or not he should have given it to Aubrey and what was going to happen. Because just between the two of you, you know, back in the Philippines, Abby, you had the idol.
Yeah.
And there was the point where Pete was going to go. And there was some talk of, like, should you play the idol for Pete? And we get into, like, you know, should you give the idol up? Certainly not apples to apples in terms of what we're talking about here.
Right.
With the idol, but did you guys feel like that this was a bad friend move on Neil's part to not give the idol to Aubrey, or is that something that you feel like that would be a bigger target on her back if he did give it away?
It could have been a bigger target on her back.
Mm-hmm.
He would have had to give it to her privately. I don't know if he had that chance.
Yeah.
You know, I wish Malcolm had given me his idol when I was back in the Philippines, and he just gave it to his mom as a souvenir.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have won the game that way.
Yeah. So he gave it to his mom after the game.
After the game, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish he threw it up in the air and said, whoever gets it first.
Oh,
wins.
So you wanted to see, like, the bridal party
yeah.
version of
exactly.
the
Why
idol.
Not?
Yeah.
That would
who's going to catch it?
That would be really
Or who's going to go for it?
Yeah. When
some people might be like, hell no, I don't want that.
When I spoke with Neil this morning on the exit interview, that he had said that he had had a conversation with Aubrey, and she'd sort of said to him the night before, like, hey, if I need to vote you out, I have to do what I have to do in the game. And he was kind of turned off by that, and he kind of really wanted to take the thing home as a souvenir.
Shouldn't have said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have said that.
No. He should have helped her out then.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean,
it's his toy. He gets to do what he wants with it.
But in a way, because Aubrey was probably going to be the person who did get voted out, you know, in some way it was kind of like he did use it on her that night.
Yeah.
to some degree. She was going home. She was going home, and now she's not because Neil ended up going out of the game.
Well, but he's going to be making the jury.
He is going to be on the jury.
Making the jury.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
he's making the jury.
Yeah. So he goes to the jury, and you know, he has the hidden immunity idol with him now as the souvenir.
To get medevaced and then be on the jury?
I know.
Yeah, why? That would be worse? You would rather be medevac than just off the show?
Yeah. No, but I mean, I forgot that he's going to be on the jury. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
But that's painful to watch. He's got to sit there and go to every tribal now.
See, I think it would be worse just to be gone and out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Did you guys talk to Dana about whether she would have rather have been on the jury?
No.
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 I'm still suspect on whether she really needed to go home.
And I'm sorry, that was a bad joke about the poopy pants. I feel bad now.
Why?
I always do that because he doesn't like when I say that.
It is mean.
But I could be the poopy pants. You never. I could have been.
You could have been.
I could have been poopy pants.
Are you admitting that you are the poopy pants?
Yeah, I can be poopy pants sometimes. Okay. What do you think? Can I be poopy pants?
I don't know.
I'm poopy pants. You're poopy
Sniff
pants.
Test.
Ew.
Oh, okay. you're really upset about this, thinking about it, that you said that about Steven.
I know. I don't like... I always say without thinking. I should think more and talk less.
That's probably a good idea.
All right. Well, let's not get too distracted.
Yeah, let's carry on.
We could talk more about Steven and season 31 in a bit.
I love Steven. He's a super classy guy, actually, in all sincerity.
I love him, too.
I know. I love him. Sorry.
You know, I was talking to my mom before about what happened, and she was like, who does this Aubrey think she is asking Neil for his idol that he's going home? You don't think he has enough to think about for them to say that... that you know he should be giving his idol to her. She said, "I was glad he didn't give her the idol."
See the perceptions, people. People think all different ways. Like the public, it's really interesting to see what the audience thinks of the moves and what's happening.
Yeah,
or just individual players.
Mm. She
people who are still team scooping.
I know.
All right. Well, let's not go there. Let's take that off the table for right now.
Good idea.
Also, all right. But okay. So let's just take that out of the equation in terms of what happened with the Neil and the idol. So now, where do they go from here? Because this was sort of like the governor called at like 11:59 for Aubrey, and now she has a new second life in the game. Do you guys feel like that the brains can rebound from this, or do you think that then when we get to our next vote that, you know, we're just going to keep on trucking with the original plan?
I think that brains could definitely rebound because they're more thinkers. Mm-hmm. I think that bronze will get at it because, you know, it's more of like an ego thing. Mm-hmm. And then beauty, if they can like get over the looks, then hopefully they will be able to rebound and play smart. But I can see bronze really getting at it, like a bunch of egos out there.
Yeah, I think I don't know, or it just might be a hodgepodge of everybody, like pick and choose who you mm-hmm. want, and then it'll just be three of each. Who knows?
Now, Jason to me is somebody who's been interesting because that he came into this season and said, "I want to be Russell Hantz." Russell Hantz is the only person that ever played this game
huge
correctly. But I did feel like, Pete, back in the Philippines, that I did feel like that you were from the Russell Hantz school of thought to some degree in terms of, I'm going to come in, I'm going to create chaos, I'm gonna put the letter in RC's backpack and make Abby get mad at RC because I'm gonna create controversy.
He loves making me mad.
Right.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah. And you know, it's a sign of happy times to come. But
I have a question for you, Rob. You think that Russell Hantz is the only person that has played?
No, Jason said that.
I thought you said that. I'm like, wow.
No.
Jason. No. Okay. Clearing the air.
No, that's not what I think.
Okay.
At all.
Okay.
But as somebody who might be of a similar sort of school of thought about the game, what has been your take on Jason?
Well, at the beginning, it wasn't bullying in the sense that Russell does where he learns to control people. It was for the sake of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
So it was different.
Yeah. Abby, I know you were a big Alicia supporter from Twitter.
Yeah. I was a huge Alicia supporter. I liked her way of playing. She was aggressive. She's trying to be, you know, doing her thing. Mm-hmm. Like, and then, you know, she's a realtor, like, super cute. I just kind of felt like I connected with her in that way. So, I don't know. I like rooting for the underdogs. She was a little bit of an underdog on her tribe. So, yeah I was supporting her. Pete's been supporting her. He's felt that she was bullied. I don't think he liked
it. It was on a tribe where she didn't stand a chance. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, she doesn't just, like, oh, she's... What was the reason he put her on there? Because she's, like, emotionally
strong?
She doesn't
take lip from anybody.
Yeah, that's... okay, that doesn't mean anything.
Just like Abby.
With me.
Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could have been on the Bronze Tribe.
Really? Could I?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I could have
imagine.
Been. Yeah, imagine.
Yeah, I don't think you would have lasted very long.
Really?
On the Braun tribe?
A lot of people think I'll never last.
They think... They're like, oh, she's small, last. She's weak.
Well, hey, you can use that for your advantage. You can throw me around.
Well, all right. Huh. All right. But so in terms of where Jason and Scott are, it does seem like they're in a very powerful position. But to me, it also seems like that it's a little tenuous because it does feel like that there's a lot of people maybe who are working with them who might want to break off and do their own thing. Like you have people like Nick and Michelle, mm-hmm. and then maybe whether Julia sticks with them or not. So do you feel like that Jason and to some degree Scott, are they set up well, Pete?
Yeah, they're set up really well. And I definitely see Nick and Michelle breaking off at some point. What's the other girl's name? I forget.
I know.
What's the small
Julia.
Julia. Does she ever talk during any of the episodes?
No, she's only 19. Julia.
Yeah, I know she's only 19. But 18. That's why I think she doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. She's too young?
Yes.
No.
You could say she has all the worldly experience in the world and
like
doesn't
me,
matter.
So I'm rooting for Julia just because she looks like me.
But how she fell apart when she was on the beach by herself. She was in shambles.
She's 18. She's never had to
worldly experience.
Be in a redemption island.
I don't think anybody's had to be put in solitary confinement
She's
on an
like,
island with
time
a bunch of cameras.
Out. You're
while
only
you're
18.
And cold
you're in time
and
out.
Wet.
Put on the corner. Nobody puts baby on the corner.
That's what happened to her?
Yeah, they put my baby on the corner.
Wait, what?
That's when Julia went to Braun Beach.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other parallels people have made. Well, now, Abby, do you feel like that Nick reminds you at all of Pete?
Not at all.
I don't think so either.
I don't think, not at all. I don't think that, no.
He was more quiet than I
he's
was.
He's more quiet.
No, that's not true. I was pretty quiet,
and he's not so devilish. He's playing a good game. He's
a
smart
like
guy.
Yeah,
he's been playing a great game.
Well, he's somebody that now he's bouncing back and forth between both sides. He was really getting a lot of information from Jason and Scott. He found out from them that both Ty had the idol and then also that Neil had the idol.
Right.
I had thought last night he also told Nick that Jason had the idol. They did not tell him that. So I actually like what Scott ultimately did there with Nick more so than I originally thought because he didn't give up. You know, he told him a lot of information, but not the most important information that his close ally had the idol. What did you guys think of that? How Scott ended up telling Nick about where a couple of the idols were in the game.
Scott reminds me of Gandalf.
Gandalf?
Gandalf. Doesn't,
why?
Doesn't he?
No, he's more of like a Hagrid.
Oh, it's Hagrid. We were saying Hagrid.
No,
yeah.
Hagrid.
Hagrid.
There you go.
Yeah, whatever.
She's big.
Yeah,
she's
he's just big. Like
big.
So, yeah, so he's that. And then Nick's just like the Prince Charming. I don't know. Like, how will that work? Like, the whole, like, trying to work on an
No, but he basically,
together.
Like, he showed him his cards, but he didn't show him his ace in the hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I actually really like it because he gave him, like, a lot of information to where Nick is like, oh, boy, this is great.
Yeah.
These guys are real
Holy
idiots.
Shit. Two idols?
Yeah. But what they didn't do, it's sort of like a real, like, long con where they told him, like, a bunch of, like, small things, but they kept the big secret, which was Jason's idol, and they didn't tell him about that.
Gosh, I didn't even have... Pick that up.
No, that's one of the best things.
It took me watching the episode two times.
Yeah, I haven't watched twice
yet. To come away with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's Rob Sestranino for you guys.
That's
me. He picks the game apart. He's good. The note taker.
So I think that those guys are in a very interesting spot in terms of what they're going to do.
I think that Scott and Jason, though, they might end up being their own demise. I think that's. You know, their attitude may end up getting the best of them. And then the whole Michelle, like, I like to yesterday I had no idea who she was. Yesterday I saw, wow, she's just good.
So you were impressed with her from yesterday?
From yesterday.
Yeah.
From yesterday I was impressed with Michelle, but before that I people kept on saying Michelle and I'm like, who is Michelle?
Well, what did she do yesterday that really impressed you?
I really liked when she was talking in the water with Aubrey
and Debbie. Right.
And then how she made them feel comfortable, but she didn't really give all her cards out.
Mm-hmm.
And then how she was like talking to Nick afterwards. Like, I just really loved her social game, her approach. She's been really good. She's dangerous.
It's a very interesting position now at the Merge where you have people like a Michelle who are sort of like not really in the forefront, and you have these people who go around trying to pick these people up at the Merge. Now in Cambodia it was a little different because you had it was like, okay, there was that big like 9-person alliance,
yeah,
and then sort of like the people who were on the outside in the witches, right?
The witches coven.
and it wasn't really until a few votes down the road where people then started to, you know, say, hey, we should pick these people up,
right,
and try to work with them. But it ends up being a pretty good position though, right?
Yeah.
After the Merge where people are starting to come to you.
And you have to also think about the element of luck. She's been really lucky in the game, Michelle. She hasn't been in any tribal so far. And then yesterday she was supposed to be in a tribal and it didn't happen. So she's been very lucky.
Well, she's also not... like, she's no indication of trouble going if that tribal happened.
Mm-hmm. That as well. She's been very neutral.
Yeah. Well, they say that if the Hurt Tribe had gone to tribal before the swap, that she might have been the person who went home.
Really?
She had blown a couple of those challenges.
She did. That's right. You see, but then after the Merge, that's not a problem because they don't want to...
Yeah, no one cares about that anymore. Yeah, no one even remembers that.
Right. You go from where you were going to be the next one out to now who's coming after Michelle?
Or who won immunity, or who's in that alliance.
Yeah.
Right. So she's in a...
So tricky.
She's in a much better spot here.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we always talk about on the podcast is this idea of the intentional Matt Singh, where you want to, especially in these three tribe formats.
Right,
I want like, the underdog story.
Right.
Yeah.
You want, well, not only for the TV, that which is an added benefit, you want to get a lot of airtime.
I was hoping that for me, because I was on Takeo, and then I was in Encore, and I'm like, damn, well, this is a beautiful underdog
Matt Singh
story.
You were on the right path. You were. And then we get to where that, and but then once you get to the Merge, it's like, oh, well, these people don't have anybody. So why don't we go ahead and why are we going to worry about them?
Right.
And just like with Malcolm and Denise,
right,
like nobody was worried about their two votes when you guys got to the Merge,
right,
in the Philippines. But this season now it's sort of like changed where we thought it was going to be the Braun tribe, where it was like, okay, well, Jason and Scott and Sydney, you know, we thought, okay, well, nobody's going to worry about them. They're just three. But they've actually turned out to be kind of like the three
Power
of the more
Alliance.
Powerful
yeah.
people.
Yep.
And now it's sort of like these leftovers from the Beauty tribe are sort of the people who really have nothing going, where Ty has sort of been absorbed into Braun and Julia is kind of with them. And really, I do think that Nick and Michelle are in this unique position where they're
very
sort of
unique.
Like, where, you know, they can sort of pick wherever they want to go. Nick
right.
called himself, I'm the pretty girl at now. It's nice to be the pretty girl.
How you guys call like the high school party? At prom.
At the prom.
The beautiful prom. Prom.
Yeah.
Boys over here, girls over here.
Over there.
So last week, we saw Nick and Michelle really start to get into it with each other in terms of that they didn't, you know, she had said about Nick, about how, you know, he's, you know, so condescending to me. And
I don't need to be carried, bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
I don't need to be carried,
hey,
bro. I don't need to be carried, bro.
Don't carry me, bro.
And we said, okay, well, she's gonna turn on him. She's had it with Nick. But last night, it looked like things were sort of, you know, a lot more workable between the two of them. Do you guys feel like that this relationship, as people who a man and woman who maybe on certain times work together better than other times, do you guys feel like that this is a workable relationship for Nick and Michelle?
Sure, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
They figured it out clearly. Yeah, they're not fighting anymore.
I think it's very silly because, you know, I from playing the game twice to just be like, oh, let's do a girl thing or just a guy.
That's
thing.
What you
it's
did just like, last
let's,
time.
Well, yeah, look
That's
where
what
it got
did last
me.
Time.
Look where it got me. Nowhere.
Look where it got Monica.
Nowhere. Exactly. So that's my point. It's like a really silly thing to just want to compartmentalize people. I think that you just have to play with people regardless of gender, religion, race, and the list goes on. You just have to work with who wants to work with you.
What if somebody voted for you? Twice.
Twice, right?
Twice.
Well, Stephen Fishback, getting back at him, said something really interesting on Twitter the other day that, you know, the moment that you hear people talking about you, so like the minute that you want to get rid of them, it's not nice to be hearing your name over and over again. That will create paranoia, especially when you're tired, hungry, and really confused with what's going on when you're out there.
So how important is that, where once somebody has even brought your name up in conversation, or, you know, we had, and this is a great tie into what happened with the Aubrey Julia vote from last time, with she wrote Julia's name down, but then crossed it out and wrote Peter. At what point do you have to say, okay, I can work with this person, or this person has thought about getting rid of me, so I have to eliminate them?
I guess you just have to be quick on your thinking and be like, you know what, this game is always changing minute by minute. So whatever happened a second ago, you just got to get over it. And we just have to, like, you know, clean slate from now on. You just have to be like very mature about how you're playing and not get your emotions get to you, which is hard when you're out there.
Mm-hmm. How do you think about this, Pete?
About what?
About can you forgive somebody who at
wrote
some point
twice.
Varying degrees. Either, I mean, we talked about either mentioned your name, then we have wrote your name down but then crossed it out and wrote somebody else's name, and then ultimately did vote against you.
You can trust them, but you've got to be extremely wary. I mean, obviously they had a gun in for you, but I mean, it was woo. It was woo.
Yeah.
Well,
it was woo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, what about in terms of,
anyone?
For these players, let's go back to last week's vote, where Aubrey ended up voting for Peter.
Right.
But then she wrote down Julia's name first. And Scott was furious after the tribal council. And we kind of thought, like, okay, well, you know, they'll be relieved because she ultimately voted with them. But he was just as pissed as if he would have voted Julia and not even for Peter.
Right.
And so for Scott, can he trust Aubrey ever again?
If he's smart, so. He should. He shouldn't be getting it so personal.
I don't
and that's
trust
coming
Aubrey.
From me.
Why? What don't you trust about her? That she wanted the idol from Neil, and he was getting medically evacuated.
Kind of.
That was selfish.
A little bit, yeah. It was kind of selfish. The guy. They're talking about how the guy might lose his leg forever. Give me your idol. Give it to me.
Well, she's in the game. It's primal, man.
I know, but
it's
still.
It's primal.
So you forgive Aubrey for that?
I don't know if I would. Listen to me. Like, when I was on Cambodia, I couldn't forgive.
I probably would have did the same thing,
I couldn't
though.
Forgive
Wu.
Give me your idol, man.
It's hard. When you hear your name, they're constant. That's another thing. Like,
yeah, for the record, I didn't think my mom was being fair when she said that, where does Aubrey get off?
Because they've never been there or played the game.
It didn't occur to me when I'm watching the episode about, like, boy, this Aubrey's a real piece of work.
Real life, it's survivor life, and when you're out there, you're backwards in your thinking. You think a little bit more primal. Like, look how I got in so much trouble because of a stupid bracelet that I didn't even need.
Yeah, I think that.
Wait, hold on.
I think that was your doing, though.
Yeah. You got in trouble? Because it seemed like other people were getting in trouble.
I'm pretty sure you were causing trouble.
I was the one that got in trouble towards the end, because then people were like fed up with me. Because I got so fixated on something that didn't even matter.
Can we go back to last season? I would just love to know, like, Pete, like, what's your reaction when you watch these shows with Abby and you sort of, like, are seeing, like, what's going on? Are you sort of, like super supportive about everything? Are you sort of, like, Monday morning quarterback of, like, why'd you talk to this guy?
Or well, I stay pretty I stay extremely neutral when I watch when I watch the show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to support something just because it's somebody.
Oh, somebody. Yeah. Somebody I used to know.
Yeah, so
and do you get mad if he's not more supportive on watching the show?
The answer is yes.
I mean, yeah, I get a little
But then she says, "Okay, I get it."
Mm-hmm.
But you have to. You know what I mean? You have to be neutral about the entire thing. If someone does something stupid, like yell at somebody over a bracelet that has no impact on the game.
But you know what? Back to Stephen Fishback, he said something really right. You know, when you're out there, you don't have that many things and nothing that really belongs to you. So you get really protective of your possessions.
Yeah.
So Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even though that was kind of, I didn't think it was going to be such a big deal, though.
Yeah. Did you ever find the bracelet?
Was. Yeah. It was inside PG's bag.
I'm not going to tell anybody else and not make a big deal, but it's in PG's bag.
However, by rewatching the season again, yeah. like try and be neutral about it, she was really like trying to PG's like. Bag. Shut up. Trying to get, you know, get a rise out of me, I think, by rewatching. She was always mentioning Abby. Abby, she wanted to, she was like targeting me.
Do you feel like that people were trying to bait you into Absolutely. Getting mad?
Absolutely. I think people were definitely
it's
trying
not that
to bait
hard.
Me. They were definitely.
But did people feel like maybe they could control, like, oh, okay, well, watch this. I'm gonna get Abby Maria
worked
out. So
if we control her emotions, we control Abby Maria?
Right. Like the people, you felt like people like thought yeah. that they could set you off, and then they were going to
so
be
like
and
Pinocchio, then
just control what was going to happen.
Pinocchio, Pinocchio's a liar.
Dance.
I'm not a liar. Like that's something that I'm not. I'm very loyal, and I'm not a liar.
That's true.
So like no, I think people know that you know I have this fiery personality. I'm feisty.
Until you made your fake idol, you lied about that.
God,
but you were so good at lying, you believed your own lies.
I believe Hugo going back on Survivor Philippines.
Well, you just played it yesterday, so I remember it.
Yeah, I mean, I had to. That's a great season, actually, if you rewatch it.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's one of the best.
Are you being impartial?
That is fact.
But it makes my skin crawl, though.
What does?
Like, watching me being a freaking, like, nutcase, like a nut job, like, completely nuts.
That's like a six-month realization, though.
That was yeah.
Because she used to, be like, it was the people who made me do this, but now she's realizing.
It was cultural.
It was cultural. It was definitely cultural. And then, like, there was this one tribal mm-hmm. that I'm crying, like, they're all going, I'm crying. I'm like, damn, am I watching the worst Mexican soap opera?
Telenovela.
Telenovela for sure.
Yeah. Well, I rewatched Philippines over the summer when I've got.
It's a great season, very trailblazer.
It's one of the best seasons.
It really is
because it was a mess.
Yeah, but it's also the first time that you guys did that. They did the three tribes
with new people,
yeah. And I thought that you know, if coming on the heels of where you know you had the season with Boston Rob and Russell and Coach and yeah. Ozzy, it was like this was a much better version of that idea.
I definitely deserved that best villain Oscars. It wasn't an Oscar; it was like a best villain award that I won for that. That was great, and like by rewatching, I'm like. Okay, yeah, okay. It's very embarrassing, but okay, sure. I was laughing at myself, and I almost cried watching it. So I'm like, okay,
what
yeah, I did a
good job. What prompted you to go back and watch Philippines?
What prompted me? Well, I just, you know, I was rewatching Second Chances, and I'm like, okay, you know what? It's time to just, like, kind of, like, go back and watch my
Didn't
flaws.
It just pop up on Netflix?
It just popped up on Netflix.
Yes, it is.
No, it wasn't on Netflix.
Or Hulu.
It was Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
Okay, yeah, Hulu.
Hulu. Yeah, I watched it on Hulu, but I was looking for it.
Yeah, and so you watched Second Chance, and then which do you like better? Which is you like Second Chance better?
My game. I actually like, but it all depends on the circumstances. I mean, I love Philippines because that's what brought me out there as a Survivor player. Mm-hmm. But it's very fun to watch me as a rookie and then see the like total rookie and then all the drama. And it makes it like really good television to watch. Like it's just me kind of learning with my own mistakes. I think I'm like, okay, it's time to like, you know, understand what I'm doing wrong in life in general.
Yeah.
Because I can't, you know, use that as an analogy for what I do in my personal relationships. Time to growth. And then you can't grow without facing your own fears and your own mistakes. And I see that over there in the Philippines, I had a lot of fear. And then in Second Chances, I also had a lot of fear. But I had a bit of a growth there. But there is a lot of room for me to grow. So. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you guys talk to anybody from Philippines? Is there anybody that you guys remain in contact with from that
kind
game?
Kind of.
Yeah, some people.
I see Malcolm and Carter every once in a while. I haven't seen him in a bit, though.
Where's Carter?
Like living?
Yeah.
I think he lives Manhattan Beach or Hermosa.
Oh, he's local.
Yeah. He's local. Yeah.
He moved like a year ago.
Okay. And so from now...
I should just give you his address so everybody can know where he lives.
No.
People are going to visit Carter?
No,
I guess.
I guess so. Maybe. I don't
Who
know.
Who knows?
I think you could probably give it up. But we'll see. We'll see.
I actually don't know his address.
Yeah. It'd be weird if you kind of knew it off the top of your head.
Just send him suspicious packages.
Yeah, sauces. He likes sauces.
Yeah.
Sauces.
Okay. So.
What kind of sauces?
That when you guys went on the reward and you guys got, what was it, like chicken wings with like different sauces?
That was me. Oh, I was the one. Yeah. Oh my God. Jeez. That episode made me
like a princess.
Yeah, and then you came back and we're talking about how good everything was, and then everyone's like, "Oh, geez, Louise, what's going on?"
We know
rewards are fun, right?
Was that your better impression?
That's no good.
That was good. That was great. Yeah. I'm like,
I was hoping it was your better impression.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get back to Ko Rong. Okay. So who are some of the players that you like this season, Pete?
For some reason, I like Scott now. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know how he's going to do. I mean, and Jason's kind of pulled a 180 because he's not bullying anymore. Now he's actually playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I don't want to say I'm Team Jason. I don't want to say that.
You guys love the villains, man.
Yeah. They're fun. That's what makes the show interesting.
It's true.
If everybody was a hero, the show would be boring as hell.
So boring.
Now, you guys
I like Ty. I love Ty. I
forgot about Ty.
Ty. Yesterday's hell scene with the chicken. Oh, my God. I loved it. And then his bromance with every other guy. And they're all the guys are catering for him.
A lot of bromances.
Great. Yeah, I love Ty.
And he could scale trees like a squirrel.
I love Ty. Like
but he gets scratched.
Squirrel.
He gets scratched up.
He does.
Go back to Scott
Asian
Pollard.
Harry Potter.
Go back to Scott Pollard. You guys played with Jeff Kent.
Yes.
Who I thought that, you know, had, for a guy who was an athlete who was worth a lot of money and made a lot of money in his playing career, I thought he played pretty hard back in the Philippines, at least from what I saw on TV. Was that a accurate perception of Jeff Kent?
Yes. Jeff Kent took no BS. Jeff Kent was looking to win the game, apparently not for $1 million because it's only, what, $500,000 after Obama takes it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he played hard.
Peter just loves that.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great line. But no, he played hard.
He played hard.
It was no mess.
And I see a similarity.
And none of us knew who he was.
With Scott Pollard and him. And that I feel like that Scott Pollard has come out here and isn't like sort of like coasting on like, hey, like, I'm an NBA player. I'm just here for whatever. He's playing hard to win too.
I think it's that competitive like fight in them. You know, this is what they play to win.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play to mess around. It's not like...
Every time you say play to win, it reminds me of Sierra on our season. Play to win, guys. Play to win.
But, you know, it's like they're there for a reason. They're not there. It's not like, you know, like basketball just in the court down the street. Mm-hmm. They're there to win.
Yeah. So I think that's been one of the very interesting things about, you know, whenever I see these athletes come onto the show, I always feel like they're going to half-ass it. But now he's been playing very hard the whole way through.
Yeah.
Okay. So now from the people that are left in the game, now who's going to be the next person that goes out after this? Because we had this vote which...
Julia.
It's Julia. Really? Why Julia?
I don't know. I feel like they're at a crossroads where they have to pick off people, and she's kind of maybe not Julia then, because then she's the useful one to bring in.
Come on, make your mind.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I usually have a pretty good indication of who it's going to be, but I honestly don't know where it's going to go.
Because you kind of want to see how that first vote is going to
Yesterday,
shake out.
I thought it was going to happen, and that because that kind of sets the tone for okay. Then you can kind of pecking order it.
Yeah.
Or unless something wild happens, like the person that wins immunity, you know, wins immunity at the last minute. But I don't know. It could go anywhere.
This was something that I saw brought up on Twitter. I think Eliza might have brought it up first on Twitter. At least that was the first place I saw it, where Jason ends up seeing that Neil has the hidden immunity idol in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you feel like that Jason said, okay, we need to get that idol out of the game that's in Neil's pocket? If you're somebody that has the super idol, why not try to work with Neil and bring him into the fold?
That's how I feel. I mean, I get so annoyed with people wanting to flush idols. Like, why not just become a huge force?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's because maybe they get afraid that towards the end, then we're going to have to, like...
Where everybody has an idol at Final Four.
And it just makes it, like...
I mean, so what?
Like nobody's going home.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what's the better move if you're somebody like Jason? Do you want that idol back into, like, let's say that somebody in the game that you're
probably. What happens if that Final Four, if there's three idols?
if there's three idols at the final four, yeah. and the fourth person has immunity?
No, and they don't have immunity.
Oh,
or they what
they
if they
do.
Did have immunity?
Yeah.
Well, then
what happens then?
What happens then? Is it like a huge fire?
Do we just pretend nobody has an idol?
I think that what would happen is then maybe then all four people have to draw a rock.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Draw rocks, another Sierra.
You know, it's basically a 0-0-0-0.
Or if three people have an idol, then the one person just goes home.
Or then they say, okay, well, then there's no tribal council tonight.
It's interesting when you add three idols into the mix and mm-hmm. nobody uses them.
Right. I mean, like, really what the show could do is like, okay, well, all right, nobody's voted out tonight. Like, okay, tribal council again tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, 3 more days, guys. Have fun.
Three more days. Get at each other. So, right. Someone is going to do something.
Or they'll have, like, a fire challenge or something.
Right. You've
fire
all used challenge. Your idols. But I think this is pretty fascinating about this this Jason idea of sort of, like, what should you be doing in this spot? So you have a guy who's not working with you necessarily, who's from the other side of the numbers. He has the idol. Are you better off that you know where the idol is and potentially could work with this person to form the super idol, or are you better off getting that idol flushed where potentially it goes back into circulation and you could have a situation where maybe you end up with both of the idols, or not just you, but Ty or Scott, and you have a better chance of being able to form this super idol. Like, you could have a situation where if Jason could get the second half of the idol, that he could be like, if he was like Jeremy or who had two idols at one point last season, that he could just have the super idol all to himself.
Gosh. So if you flush the idol, that goes back into play?
I guess so. It really, you know, it comes down to it. Sometimes, you know, these, you know, on different Survivor seasons, it's different, right?
Okay, since we're talking idols, I have a question for you guys. Okay, yeah. This is a question that I really want your guys' expertise. Okay, so is it best to, like, let everybody know when you find an idol, or is it best to be, like,
tell nobody? I would tell nobody.
Like, in which circumstance would you want to kind of share with someone? Because when I found my idol in the Philippines, I shared with you and then Lisa, and that kind of came back to bite me.
Well, you just pulled it out for some reason.
No. Yeah. Like, well, Malcolm did, and I trumped him.
And, yeah, wow, that
really. You don't trump anybody. You equalized.
Well, yeah. From what I remember, I believe that Malcolm had an idol, and Jeff said, hey, does anybody else have idols?
And
you
said, yeah, I have idols.
Here you go. Ask me a question.
People think that was stupid. I thought that, like, okay, well, if you guys are even – I felt the same way as Malcolm. I mean, he had a better reason to do what he did, but I felt like, okay, well, if anybody's going to think about getting rid of me here, I'm, like, kind of
– Well, I do think that what ended up coming out of that is that when push came to shove and they said, okay, should we vote out Abby or Pete? I think they said, let's put the votes on Pete because he doesn't have the idol, and Abby isn't going to give up the idol.
Yeah.
So I tried.
I think there was some wisdom to that. Then I tried to convince him not to use it.
Let's get back to the question. So what do you guys think is best? To keep it in the down low and not tell anyone like Kelly Wentworth did, mm-hmm. or like try and like kind of save your alliance with it?
It's situational.
I think it's situational, but you know, and this is something that Steven and I have debated for a long time. Is that I think he had two really good players who had idols last season and didn't tell anybody, including the guy who won 10-0, who two different times had idols and didn't tell anybody that he had idols. Like, it's sort of like, I think it weakens the power of the idol. Steven says, no, you could use the idol to build alliances.
That's
which
how
are more
I
powerful.
Felt structure. In the Philippines. I felt like having the
but
idol helped me build alliances.
Yeah,
That's how I played when I had it.
It could work or it could not work. You know what's always going to work? Not telling anybody that you have the idol.
That's 100% true. Works.
Like,
And dig it. Don't put it in your pocket.
Like Neil did.
Yeah.
Don't carry it around.
Actually, I had it in my jacket the whole time when I had it. I was carrying it around.
Like on the floor.
Yeah, because, I mean, you were out there. I mean, how big of a deal was it when, you know, nobody knew who had idols?
We had no idea.
You guys knew Steven had the advantage, and that put a big target
that
on his back, right?
Huge target
How did that change things when you guys found out Steven had an advantage?
It changed things because even Bion was kind of like going it against him. So I guess that answers my question.
Were people talking about Steven a lot as somebody that we should vote out before he got the advantage?
They were kind of wary about him because they felt like he was looking for the idol a lot too. Even if you're caught kind of looking for it, everybody was.
Oh.
And Joe was too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that you should probably just keep it to yourself. But this idea of the super idol kind of forces people to be like, hey, I got an idol. You got anything? You know where any idols are?
I feel like I have a feeling that this super idol thing is just going to blow up in someone's face.
So how so?
I don't know. I feel like what's going to happen is somebody's just going to have that idol, and then two people are going to be in an alliance. But somebody has to own the idol. And then after they find out, oh, it's not me, they're not going to play it.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that's...
And somebody's going to go home who didn't think they were going home, and that's what's going to transpire.
Yeah. I think you could also have a really awkward situation where somebody has, like, a fake idol, and it's sort of like, you know, they were, like, bluffing the fake idol. Like, quick, give me your idol.
Our powers combined.
Right.
Just like, kidding.
Yeah. Like, well...
Well, Jeff says no. Sorry. They don't fit.
So people are asking me here on social media where to send you questions.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? They could either send them to me on Twitter. I mean, we're not broadcasting this live, but if people have questions, I have questions from Facebook. But if you want to have them, just tweet them to you. We can answer whatever questions are coming up for you.
Okay.
So going back to this season, Abby, who do you feel like is going to be the winner of this season?
I think from watching yesterday, I think Michelle is playing a pretty good game.
So you're in on Michelle.
I am in on Michelle at this point, yeah, because like she, like just that little conversation she had at the beach and then how she approached Nick afterwards, I'm like, okay, like I'm putting my eggs on Michelle right now. My votes or my bets, not eggs.
Anyway, all eggs in a basket.
You're putting your eggs in the Michelle basket.
I am putting my eggs in the Michelle basket. Yeah. Yes. She was pretty strong and confident.
Are you in on the Michelle thing, Pete?
I don't know. I kind of feel like Nick's going to win.
Nick?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I have a feeling.
You have Nick?
Yeah.
Having Nick
I feel like
still?
Michelle's going to help him get there.
Hmm.
And I think Jason's going to be
I
don't think Sydney's going to last as long
Nick
as everyone thinks
Nick will piss more people off than Michelle. Because I think Michelle's kind of using Nick as the, like, messenger. Like, you go talk to everybody.
Yeah, but if you look at some of the
getting
people
information
on the jury, I think they're going to respect people who played the game. And Nick is playing the game.
Well, she's
playing all sides. He's getting information from everybody.
She's playing the game, too.
Michelle's just kind of collecting intel from Nick.
Yeah, but, like, that's playing the game. That's another thing that people are like, oh, play the game. Well, I'm playing the game.
But Spencer said the game's
probably
different for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
But do you think that Nick is likable enough that you think that people will vote for him at the end?
I think Michelle is more likable than Nick. And I say that because by rewatching Philippines again, I'm like,
Debbie thinks he's a Greek god.
Oh, we should talk about Debbie.
We haven't talked about Debbie.
Debbie's awesome. Okay, let me just make a point. So by rewatching Philippines again, Lisa totally maybe should deserve to have won that.
I think that Lisa...
By rewatching it...
You know what? That was one of my takeaways from the season. I thought that Lisa was better than we gave her credit
for in the first run of it.
And, I don't remember exactly my takeaways from it.
And one thing that engraved into my brain was like when Denise is talking badly about Tendang and then...
Right.
And then Lisa gets so protective, and half of the jury's Tendang. And I'm like, damn, how did I not catch that? Was I so bitter at how everything turned down? But, like, Lisa totally deserved it by rewatching it without feelings, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely a different story. Like, to the end of time, I don't know why Scoopin and Lisa don't want to take you to the final three instead of Malcolm.
Wasn't that?
I
know.
That's probably.
Who knows?
Yeah, it's probably in my list of.
I mean, it's $1 million. You can handle like the little Brazilian firecracker for 3 months.
They
want to
play a good game.
Oh, good people. They want to be honorable.
They don't want to win.
Yeah, another questionable decision.
Very questionable.
Yeah, for people that are in that final four. Okay, so weird. So let's talk about Debbie. And so you're on Team Debbie.
God, she's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
And she's actually playing a great game
for
her personality.
Would you get along with her, though, out there?
I think I could. I think I would... I think I could. Yeah, I think I could get along with Debbie. Like, she is, like, what has that woman not done? I would love to just sit with her on a rock and just listen to her stories. Tell me more.
Pete, now, what do you think? Considering the people that Abby has gotten along with on Survivor versus people she has not gotten along with, does Debbie seem like somebody that Abby would be able to play nice with?
Yes, because Debbie's so distracting. There's no silence ever, which kind of keeps her intrigued. And keeps her
without
interested.
Talking.
Unless they put, and she did, Debbie's not someone who's going to say something that's going to offend you.
Yeah,
in a way, she might be a little over the top and aggressive,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think she's offensive.
What did you think of the way that she handled the bit of making the alliances? She said, last time, I'm going to go on offense. I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to go to Ty. She goes up to Ty and say, okay, all right, Ty. You're in the alliance.
Right.
You're in. And he, like, so what are you going to do now? It's like, well, I got to try to find people to make an alliance with. He's like, no. You got an alliance. It's me.
Yes.
I'm in your alliance. Okay. Now
you don't
what?
Worry about anything.
Now we go from here.
How would you feel if someone would
it's
do
like
that
Mighty
to
Ducks.
You? How would you
it was
guys
Mighty
feel
Ducks 3.
As guys? Someone just being like, I don't care. You're with me and that's it.
I think that I would personally be playing like, okay, great, and then you know I'd be in confessional. So I guess I have an alliance with Debbie now.
Yeah,
and sort of like you know I would certainly say you know I wouldn't push back, and I don't really think that Ty did. I thought he handled
it very very well with his chicken. Oh my god, his chicken pets hilarious.
Okay, but okay, so tell me last season who were the types of people that were like Debbie in that spot? Who were the people that were just sort of like telling how it is? Okay, this is what the alliance is.
I think that when you are a returning player, you try not to be that aggressive, so I don't think I saw people.
So that was a
that
really
approach.
Rookie move.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was a rookie move. I don't know. I think so because I didn't see anybody doing that on Second Chances. I don't think.
What,
I think
going after people.
Well, people are always trying to have their conversations, mm-hmm. but I don't think they're so like aggressive on their approach and being like, oh, you are in an alliance with me. That's it. I think people would be like, well, yeah, you're tripping now. What kind of mushrooms did you find on that forest?
Yeah. Hmm. So you're saying so like with the returning players, everybody was so like sort of like underhanded and
yeah, which makes it really hard to play too because you can't like everybody's really playing like a returning season. People are like playing hard.
Yeah.
So Debbie is such a straight shooter.
It's
do you think
hard.
That now people have said all season long, okay, well Debbie, she's definitely going to be a returning player. She'll definitely come back. Do you think that Debbie would struggle in a Second Chance?
You know, I think that Debbie would rewatch herself and kind of like learn from the game.
Think so.
Or maybe not, but then that's great. I mean, I more power to Debbie. She's definitely not a Debbie Downer.
Oh, wow.
Debbie Downer.
That's what you said to
Debbie
Steve.
Downer.
No, she's definitely not a Debbie Downer.
No, she's not. She is not a Debbie Downer.
She's not a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, she's not a Debbie Downer. She's Debbie Upper.
She's a Debbie Upper.
She's just
like
too
that.
Like into who she is. Like she is
she's
who
everything.
She is. And
Debbie's
I don't think
everything.
Watching of any season would change. She would want. To.
She's
yeah.
a
but
Renaissance woman.
Like
I
you.
Love that.
You have a lot of different jobs.
Yes, I do. I know.
How many of those are real?
Entrepreneur, babysitter,
realtor.
Realtor.
You gotta hire Philip Shepherd to figure out, check out all of
oh my gosh, imagine,
all of her jobs.
Imagine Debbie and Philip on the same island.
Yeah.
Wow, I would want to be there.
Yeah.
I want
to. Well, this is actually a good question because I feel like that you, I always see pictures of you and Philip. It seems like that you're one of the few survivors that you get along really good with Philip.
He roller skates through Santa Monica.
Yeah, I mean, we're neighbors.
How can you hate
him? How can you hate him? He's awesome. I love people that entertain me. I love being entertained.
And that's what he does. He entertains you.
So I wonder.
People take him way too seriously.
I wonder maybe if you might get along really good with Debbie.
Do you think
there's a similarity there?
Yeah, like sure. Why not? Yeah, I love people like that.
But here's, I feel like that off the island Abby and on island Abby are two different people. Like I could talk to you, we could have a great conversation for 12 straight hours, but then I kind of feel like that when you got on the island though, I think like something clicks. Pete, what's that about?
It's like the Hulk, the green monster comes out.
The green monster
just starts destroying everything.
Is that only on island? Do you see on island Abby off island?
Yeah, you see off island or on island Abby every once in a while.
Off the island?
But it'll come out.
It will come out,
yeah.
The monster.
You got to provoke her, which sometimes isn't
That's
so hard.
Trick,
it depends
huh?
what kind of day it is.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Did I just do an RC laugh?
No, it's like. Yeah.
She still
hates she's
me,
up to.
Huh?
I haven't heard her or seen her
still,
in a long time.
I don't think she still likes me, but it's okay.
I don't know if she. I don't know how closely she watches Survivor
anymore.
I didn't really see her.
Or if she ever did. I don't know.
I didn't really see her ever say things. Even like last season, I really thought she was going to go, really be following it closely. It didn't really seem like she had too much to say.
She told Jeff no, right?
Nothing but love and light her way. We keep it this way.
Yeah. No, well, the story was that she said no because she didn't want to be on a season if you were going to go.
Aww. That was Debbie Downer. Yeah.
Maybe because they'll see what the real edit would have looked like.
Debbie Downer.
They'll see what a real RC is like, and it's not as fun and innocent.
RC was poopy pants.
What?
You guys don't like when I say that. Huh? Jeez.
I don't really know what it means.
I don't think people get my sense of humor. I think it's offensive to some people. Hey, and
maybe it's because your grip on the English language.
That's Survivor. It's putting people of all different walks of life to try and get along. Right? That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other players this season was Peter, that Dr. Peter.
I was rooting for him.
Obama.
Yeah.
Right. Bro Obama.
Damn.
Yeah. So they asked him, they do these every season, like, who's the Survivor contestant that you're most like?
Mm.
And they asked him, what Survivor contestant are you most like? He said, Pete from Philippines.
Yeah.
He made clever comments, and he was educated. He has good insight and appropriately stirred the pot. Now... but now, coincidentally, this is the first Survivor Pete also since you. Do you feel like there's some kinship?
Did he do it justice? Is that what you're asking?
Well, and then my next question is going to be, who is the Pete that sucks?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm the Rob that sucks.
Am I the good one?
Are you
I think I'm the good one. But people give him a lot of flack because they call him arrogant. But what's the difference between arrogant and confidence, really?
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
That's a good question.
Like, where does confidence then overlap into arrogance?
Where does confidence end?
Because he didn't really, did he? Yeah, I guess during Tribal, he's like, we're in charge, Jeff. We're going to do what we want to do. So maybe that's where he kind of messed up. That's the only time where I saw he was arrogant. Yep.
And Abby, you were a fan of Anna also this season?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I was blindsided.
What the hell were those confessionals, though? Holy
no,
shit.
No, I think Peter was more a fan of Anna
Kite than me. You were a bigger fan of Anna?
Oh, yeah. He was definitely a bigger fan of Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah, he liked... Princess Leia? How did you call her?
Princess Leia. That's what she looked like, laying down, like, tits out. Like, what the hell?
Laying down with her
I want to see
out.
What the cameraman was like. Oh, my God.
She's a very
Do you think they
girl.
Put her that way, or do you think she sat that way? What's your opinion
just
on this?
In my own experience from Survivor, and again, I am a guy that, you know, with, a body for podcasting,
I
never came into a confessional and was like, all right, guys, this is how I'm going to stand.
Under
this is how I'm going to sit. Every single time I ever did a confessional on Survivor, they said, all right, Rob, we're going to have you sit right here. Rob, okay, we're going to sit on this chair. You're going to have hold on to this branch. Like, I feel like I was very posed in every confessional I ever did.
Yeah.
And never once was one of those poses, all right, Rob, we're going to have you lay down.
I'm sure production was having a few today with her.
But, like, I'm so curious.
I'm curious to know, are they real?
I was always like, where do you want me? Where do you want me?
That is Ooh, look. That you're question. Asking the wrong guy.
Those are not Debbie Downers. So that's for sure.
No, they're
the Debbie.
They're Debbie Uppers.
Debbie Downers. Yeah.
No, she's a cutie. She was a little too aggressive too. I think that maybe that's why her, are not.
I just think she got the crappy luck of the draw.
You think?
Yeah, she got dealt like a bad card. You know, Julia left.
If
that didn't happen,
poker player.
Yeah.
She was, I mean, sometimes when you
card.
Get drawn a bad hand, sometimes you lose.
Yeah.
You just lose.
Well,
but then you lay on a beach.
She
with your
did
kids
work
out.
Those puppies just over.
Yeah, she did.
All right,
I had a feeling she was going home that week.
Why?
Because on her Twitter it was, "Oh, buy my necklaces," and then nobody pulls the necklace shit unless you're going home next
so
week.
So when you see a person on Survivor really pushing their merchandise,
they're pushing their merch.
Yeah. Using the push up,
up their merchandise,
pushing up their merch.
So you feel like that's the move. So we should be following.
Gosh, Peter's even salivating talking about Anna.
No,
like, Jesus,
like,
stop.
Now, are you getting jealous talking about this?
No, before every episode, I usually look at everyone's Twitters to kind of feel it out. And that's when I saw a necklace thing, and I'm like, she's going home. You watch. You see, watch.
With social media, people have to be very careful nowadays. You give so much out.
People give stuff away.
Yeah, because people get very offended. I don't know why, when people send them mean things on the internet, and they feel like they have to justify themselves, but that justification then gives away information that you shouldn't have given.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. Well, you got a hard time on social media last season, especially with the Joe vote and people getting mad at you.
Yeah.
It was like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
What was that?
What was it?
You're moldy.
Oh, you're moldy.
You called him moldy clown?
Moldy clown.
And people got really mad,
well,
right?
The high school girls did, yeah. And the Cougars. The Beliebers and the Cougars, they all got really mad.
Yeah, they did.
And how did you end up dealing with all of that?
I mean, with grace.
Yes, with grace.
With grace. I learned that from Lisa Welch, with grace. So you just have to... you know, like, there is a lot of hate, but there is a lot of love, too. And that's what I told Jeff Probst that the...
Did you guys get a lot of hate during Philippines because Lisa was this popular figure from TV? Or do you feel like that social media has accelerated so much since from when you even guys played in the Philippines in, like, 3 years or whatever it's been since then, that more and more people have access to Facebook and Twitter?
Back then, there was a lot of hate, too. I've always had a lot of hate towards me. But you know what? If Kim Kardashian can take it, I can take it. I can take it. We have the same birthday, and we have a big butt. So it's all good.
Oh, there you go.
Oh snap!
Yeah. I love that. No, so another thing that I love about that season is how Jeremy goes, my idol. I love that. That's like a scene.
I didn't like that one that was in the middle of the.
And then when he goes with
the woods. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, right buddy. Here. Buddy
hey,
guy.
Hey, right here. Look
we're
at
here.
Me.
With Keith?
Yeah. No, yes. Jeremy played a fucking awesome game. I'm sorry. Yeah, no cursing. He played
I really don't like that
game.
Idol and that he had to go in the middle of the night and go get them.
That was fun to watch.
Yeah,
though.
I feel like it was all for the shot that they wanted.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was like, it's just in the middle of the beach with torches.
Right, right.
And that challenge it was for a in moment. The dark. Oh, my God. That was so cool.
Yeah.
And that is cool.
But that was cool. Oh, that
are
was
you still
season.
Upset with Steven when you guys did that reward challenge in the dark at nighttime when he ended up opening the canister with the clue and then Steven. you took it and then he said, actually, it's sorry,
that
Abby.
That was so good for TV.
I heard you were very mad about that.
Oh, I was yelling it.
Even after the challenge
He told you that
what?
You messed it up?
Yeah, afterwards, he's like, oh, I'm sorry. It was like a mistake. I don't know if he was just trying to like
Steven,
confuse me.
So honest.
No, I don't. I honestly don't think he was trying to.
Like, yeah.
He would have to be like the greatest diabolical genius to ever. Like,
which is
he
not.
He opened the wrong
because
thing.
Because he literally
like,
got there in 2 seconds.
And then I was just trying to be quick, and then I just picked, and he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
an oopsie.
All right, let me get into some of these questions I have for you guys from the listeners of the podcast. Okay. Why don't we start with Ken Crowner, who says, Abby, do you enjoy the villain persona we see on the show, and how much do you play into it? How much are you trying to be a villain when you're out on Survivor versus things are just happening and you're being perceived as a villain?
I'm interested in this question.
I knew that I didn't want my Survivor journey to be a one-time thing, so I definitely did. Well, the first time around, I had no clue what I was doing. I was a newbie. I was a rookie.
A rookie.
I was a rookie. Ugh. Sorry, that's a like rookie. my English. My English. I was a rookie. So kind of like fell on my lap. And then the second time around, I felt like I had to kind of play that part a little bit. And it was, you know, I was having, you know, villains have more fun. I was having fun with it. I learned that you know, there is a lot of there's a lot to learn out of that, and she's dead to me.
With me, you're dead.
Yeah, you said that in both seasons. You said that in the Philippines and also in Second Chance.
I think the second time was because of the first time.
Yeah, of course.
So you go into that knowing that's my catchphrase,
knowing that that's what I need to do.
Do you say that in real life?
Not really.
I don't think so.
I just say go burn in a fire.
No, you don't say that either.
I don't say that either.
Well, building on that, Nick Wilson wants to know, for Abby, what would Pete have to do to be dead to you?
I think Pete answered that. question. What do you do that you're that to me sometimes?
Why are you turning this question on me?
I mean, you
can answer a question with a question.
What would we have to do? Obviously, he's not dead to you.
This is your question, Abby.
What would Pete have to do to be dead to me?
Buy one of Anna's necklaces?
Yeah. Buy one of Anna's necklaces. He would be dead to me. I'm joking. He constantly beak her. He's constantly dead to me. So I think he's always dead. I think he's a zombie.
The
walking.
Question is, was I ever alive?
Yeah.
What if you caught him wearing one of the Anna necklaces and your bracelet?
Oh. Whoa. Then we have to have a conversation. Joking. No, it's fine.
Okay. Let's take a question from Paul Borges. Who wants to know, what's a typical day like for you two together?
I don't know.
You want me to answer that question?
Yeah, sure.
We have very different schedule.
Yeah.
So
when she's out of the house, I'm home. And when I'm out of the house, she's home.
Yeah.
So you guys live together?
Yeah, we do live together in the meantime. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know how much longer we'll be living together.
We'll see. We'll see. I might be dead to her pretty soon.
Yeah, very soon. I think he's in the way of being dead to me. But anyways, let's not take it personal life into this. But yeah,
typical
I mean,
day. Different schedules.
Different schedules. Yeah, we have different
schedules. I'm out at night. She's out during the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
So we do try and do like happy hour.
But sometimes that works. Sometimes that works better.
It works better. But he's really messy. Now we're going to... Yeah, he is dead to me in a constant basis because I'm a neat person. I like it very organized.
Neat is in a... It's organized. Pretty loose neat.
No. I'm neat.
No,
he's
a loose
freaking...
Neat.
I can't.
So I just don't use a hamper.
Pete's messy.
I throw it on
so
the floor.
Messy. He comes home and he just throws...
Shit
everything
on the floor.
Everywhere, and it drives me completely insane. And he doesn't clean the toilet. He pees all over
what?
The toilet.
What? No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Oh, God.
And that
makes
this
is turning into
really
a therapy
annoyed.
Session.
Yeah.
Yeah, and okay. So... and that,
yeah, I just urinate everywhere.
Everywhere.
But the good about Pete doesn't outweigh that stuff?
What is the good about
Pete? Oh, come on, Abby.
No, it doesn't.
I'm out.
No, he's a funny guy. He makes me laugh sometimes.
Yeah.
But he's blue eyes and he's just...
She doesn't get half of my jokes.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing.
Yeah, it is, actually.
So, if you got his jokes, you would like him even more.
Yeah.
You got to read up on your Americana.
I need to read up on my Americana. How does that song go?
Please don't sing it.
America. Shut up.
Okay.
Get that to me.
Boom.
All right. Let's... Zach Vossler wants to know, are Pete and Abby aware of Pete's massive gay fan base?
Yeah, the gays love Pete, but they love me too, so we're all good.
Yeah.
Are you aware?
Yeah, I guess.
They love his abs, and then Pete loves teasing him with his like half-naked pictures.
Teasing who?
Yeah, who am I teasing?
Everybody.
I'm not teasing
everybody.
The audience.
I'm getting people motivated.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Pete is to the gay audience as Anna is to Pete?
I guess.
Is that what's going on?
Is that what it is, Pete? That's a question for him.
Do you have a necklace line that you could come out with?
I do not have a necklace line.
What kind of a line would you want to come up with?
T-shirts with holes in them.
Oh, okay.
Abby, you're an entrepreneur.
You just have to do it. Execution is key.
Well, everyone makes fun of me because half of my T-shirts, they're so comfortable. Some of them have like a one hole or two.
Because
and everyone's like, why are your clothes have holes in them? Are you homeless?
Yeah.
No?
He doesn't know
I
how
just like
to
this
put
shirt.
Them
Leave
on
me
or take them off.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. Derek wants to know, how are Queen Abby's relations with the Second Chancers now? It seems like some players were unhappy with you when they were voted out. How did you win them over in real life before or at the reunion?
I think that I am really good at separating real life from game life.
Yeah.
And I'm really good at apologizing and being sincere with what I mean. When I'm out there, I'm there to play the game and make it to the end. That's my end goal always, to win it. So if anybody's going to get on my way, they're dead to me.
Yeah. So how do you, do you have anybody that you won over at the finale?
I think I was able to make amends with PG and Shireen.
PG.
And Jeff Varner. I think we're able to, like...
Wait, Jeff Varner was mad at you?
I think it was a little
bit. I thought he loved you.
I think he was a little hurt.
I think he was just hurt, you know, which was a bad decision of mine to go with physical rather than loyalty. He never did anything badly towards me in the game. He was always trying to play with me. However, he got injured, and I think that's what kind of like messed me up. And then Tasha was really good at convincing me. Mm-hmm. At the time, I didn't know that she was one of the only people that had ever voted for Wu mm-hmm. on their season to win $1 million.
Yeah.
If I would have known that, I would never have.
I could have told you that.
I didn't know that when I was there.
You know, it seemed like that you and Tasha were so close at Angkor.
Yeah.
And then by the time then... By you guys got to the merge, then you voted for Tasha with an exclamation point. Why did you sour on Tasha so quickly?
Because that after the merge, right?
Right.
Yeah, like when I vote, because she and I weren't seeing eye to eye anymore, and she wasn't playing the game that we had spoken of when we were at Angkor. I felt like our paths had gone different ways, and I didn't feel that Tasha was playing for her to win. And hey, I may be wrong on that, but I felt like she was playing for the winner to win, and I didn't think that she was making an effort to see
that early on in the merge.
Oh yeah, it was pretty obvious to me by how people were interacting with each other. I just didn't think we were seeing eye to eye. I didn't think that she was trying to play the same game that the witches were trying to play, and that was the alliance at that time. Yeah. You know.
Okay, Mark Percy wants to know: have you guys ever tried the Three Twins ice cream? And if so, what is your favorite flavor?
I have not.
I have not tried it yet, and I would love
to. Where do you buy it?
You know, I've heard that their factory is in Petaluma, and that's where my brother lives.
Do I have to go all the way there to get it?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I really don't know much about the Three Twins.
Is there like
that's
a
Neil's ice cream. Yeah, do they have?
Is it like in Whole Foods?
Are they in? Are they in local stores? Or you only go to their?
Let's
store?
Find out, and then I would love to try it. Yeah.
If Abby Maria was an ice cream flavor, what ice cream flavor would Abby be?
Let's see. I want to say mint chocolate chunk.
Really?
Yeah.
He calls me Munch. That's my...
Mint Munch.
Because
Munch.
She eats all the time.
I do eat. I love eating.
But like snacks.
I thought it would be...
But things that make noise.
I thought it was going to be dulce de leche.
Yeah.
That's the one
you like.
That's, yeah.
But like mint chocolate chunk, you get a big scoop and then you think it's going to be some creamy ice cream, but then it's like... like what the hell? What the hell was that?
What would Pete be?
Rocky Road.
Rocky Road. It sounds like this is a Rocky Road right now.
I like this.
I gotta be honest.
I like Rocky Road.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It's a good ice cream. It's making me hungry.
Okay. What would I be? What's my ice cream flavor?
I think it would...
Cherry Garcia.
Cherry Garcia. Yeah, I like that. Cherry Garcia.
Why? Am I like a deadhead?
No.
No. You have like some cherry and it's yummy. It has chocolate. Yeah. It has vanilla.
It's like one of the best flavors.
Yeah, it's a great one.
All right,
I'll
take it.
Good.
You don't like Cherry Garcia? It's some people's favorite Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
I like it.
And
but
it's so popular.
Why is it me?
Why is it you?
Why not you're popular?
Yeah, this seems like a random flavor.
No, it's a popular, and Cherry Garcia is popular.
All right, I'll let the comments. Yeah. The commenters
let's see what they say.
Dictate on why you're Cherry Garcia.
All right. Keith Black wants to know. I don't know if this is a confirmed story.
Oh, Keith,
can you tell us about the time that RC rage quit Monopoly at Ponderosa?
Oh, shit. That really did happen.
That is a true
story. Was it on Ponderosa video?
Yeah, no. But there's a picture.
It is.
Is?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe. I don't know. No, but the rage quit wasn't there. But
are
how
you
did,
gonna finish
how does he know that? How does he know about the rage quit?
I don't know.
She did. She was pissed.
Yeah. What happened?
Okay, so we're all playing Monopoly, and eventually...
She's a competitor.
Yes.
She's trying to make... So I have a lot of properties, but then she's trying to wheel and deal herself into a three-person property.
Okay.
So she says, I'll pay you $500 for that property. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'll pay that person six.
Yeah.
And then it'd be... Or I'll pay you $500 just... You can keep your property. I'll pay you $500 just not to have to deal with RC.
And
literally, she rage quit Monopoly.
Did the board flip over?
No, but some of the pieces moved. She got up, pushed the thing, and then the next thing you know.
And you were there too?
Was I?
We were playing with the therapist too, I think.
Wow.
So the therapy lady. What's the therapist lady's name?
Dr. Eliza?
No, it was the other one. Dr. Tara.
Yeah, Dr. Tara. So we were playing, and she was playing with us, and she's just, I mean, I want to know from her perspective.
Everybody watching each other.
Being a therapist, just watching this girl get mad about Monopoly.
You know, Arcee's a very competitive girl. She hates losing.
Yeah, she hates
that was a very tense Ponderosa.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, it was a tense Ponderosa last season too, because I watched your Ponderosa videos and nobody wanted you to be their roommate last season, right?
No, last Ponderosa wasn't that bad for me. Philippines was worse. I think that we were, I don't know.
Wasn't it a big thing about who was going to be your, nobody wanted to share a room with you?
No, it wasn't about sharing a room with me.
You were going to be with Wigglesworth or something.
Wigglesworth didn't want to share a room with anybody. Oh. I think she just wanted to have her own room or share it with Joe.
Because
whoa.
That.
Yeah, she thought
he's moldy.
Oh, he's moldy to me, but not
okay
to everybody else.
Kelly Wigglesworth. Yeah. Okay. But so
did she share? I don't even remember who she.
I just know that Sierra and I ended up
rooming, and it was fine. We had fun.
Because you have cute clothes or something.
And cute nail polish.
Yeah. Double your wardrobe.
And we slept really well together. I don't know. I had fun. I was always drinking margaritas and eating burgers.
There's nothing else to do.
And dancing around with the crew. It was fun. I made friends on Ponderosa.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Dave Hunter wants to know, Pete, what's the difference between being a bro and a douche with in regards to Nick this season?
Oh, good question. Do you think he's a bro or a dude?
Well, everyone likes a bro. You know what I mean? Because being a douche, nobody likes a douche.
Do you think he's a bro or a douche?
He's like treading at the beginning he was treading the line. At the beginning he was a douche.
Yeah.
Now he's more of a bro.
You know, Nick.
He's not filming anymore.
You know, Nick used to write a blog on my website.
Oh, he did?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did. So it just goes to show you that even bros or douches can go and talk about Survivor on my website.
Yeah. He's smart. I never thought he was not, you know, but I never thought he would be from Louisiana. He doesn't come off as from Louisiana.
He's out here now.
He doesn't really. Does he have an accent?
He doesn't have an accent, right?
He's a life coach.
It's pretty neutral.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Oh.
Give me your money and I'll tell you, what you should
do. Hey, that's
day.
A good gig.
That's a great gig.
Yeah.
But he's playing a good game. He does have some people skills.
Now, Abby, as an entrepreneur, have you considered going into business with Neil in terms of, could you guys partner up on something?
Is he acai-flavored ice cream?
Yeah, why not?
Acai ice cream.
I'm always open to hearing people's stories, and if they're driven, if they want to put work, I'm all for it. Yeah,
okay.
I'm always open, yeah.
All right, so I think this is good. We could make this deal happen.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. I'm always looking for opportunities.
Yeah.
And that's how I approach the game of Survivor.
Yeah.
Dan
Connolly wants to know, Abby, how many times did Wu vote for you? I forgot.
Twice. You voted for me twice. Hello. Wu.
Twice.
That was pretty funny to watch.
Mark Harrison wants to know, who is naive this season? Also, who needs to accidentally get hit in the head with a coconut?
I think that might be.
I still can't believe that happened.
That might have been karma.
That was karma, I'm telling you.
You were swinging a machete with a coconut attached to it at a tree in the direction of where two people are laying.
I call it karma.
Okay.
We let's keep it this way.
Planned happenstance.
Innocent until proven guilty, so let's not.
We can't. We need a judge and a jury.
Anyway, I think the naive one, just because of age and not having that much life experience, even though I think she's playing a great game, is my mini-me, Julia. And then who should have been hit with a machete?
Feel like that is Julia a mini Abby?
No, people just think they look alike from afar.
Yeah. No, look
not like gameplay or... social rapport.
She's the better me.
Better Abby.
The better Abby.
Hey, does she have a fifth place finish in her yet?
I know, right? Both games I finished at this 37 mark. First game
the 37 it was mark.
37
oh, day 37.
Days, day both games. It's pretty crazy to me.
Yeah.
First game, it was 18 people. Second game, 20. Or mm-hmm. Was it? I don't remember. But yeah, both games I ended up on day 37. Mm-hmm. I would like to think so. She's fun. I mean, she's good to watch.
Yeah. But who would get a coconut in the head?
In the head. Gosh, I hate doing that. I don't want to get in trouble with people. I don't know.
Yeah, that's so you.
Who are you going to hit? Who are you going to hit in the head?
You never say anything that gets people mad.
Never. Gosh. Who should I wake up?
Pete, who should Abby hit with a coconut?
Yeah, hit Scott. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, Scott. He's too big. He'll drown me. He'll dunk me.
Like in a hoop?
In a hoop. Yeah.
Or Jason.
Or yeah, one of the two.
Jason probably wouldn't get mad at you if you said you wanted to hit him in the coconut.
But then Scott would be all Hogard on me. Roar!
Yeah.
Hagrid.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, they did the Survivor Price is Right. Did you guys go to that?
No.
I was working.
I know you were in the running to be one of the...
Somebody asked me to do it.
To be one of the... what do they call it?
Male models.
Male models on the Price
is
Right.
They're like,
take off your shirt.
Yeah, I had so much Chipotle the day before.
Right.
Were you farting out there?
Maybe.
Were you
who knows?
Poopy pants?
Quite possibly. And but I don't know. That whole experience was just awkward.
Yeah.
Because there's no sound.
Can I tell them
quiet,
what's your college?
And you're like supposed to model
nickname?
Off a hot tub? It's like, this is
what's your college
there's
nickname?
There's two things going what? On right
your
now.
Your college nickname.
What
it has
Huggies?
To do with poopy pants. Yeah.
Huggies.
Yeah, bad experience.
We'll leave that.
He's the original poopy pants. Peter Yakowski.
I think I told everybody the story.
I'll have you one.
I don't know if you did, but I don't think you have to.
No, I think don't think I should.
I think that's fine.
Huggies.
I think that's
Huggy.
Fine.
I didn't actually get called that.
Anyways,
it was just on the back of my shirt.
Let's not get sidetracked.
Yeah. All right. So and then you went and you went through that whole process, and then they did the Survivor Prices Right.
Yeah.
And you were like, I don't want any of that noise, right?
Well, I would. Oh, when they called us there? I don't know. Just to sit in the audience was it's like, why don't I just go to the Price is Right regularly?
And you didn't want to go either, right?
I was working.
Yeah.
I had to babysit and I had real estate meetings. I just couldn't
I probably
take
was
time
doing
off.
Something. I don't think I just didn't show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
There I had have
to be
a job.
There had to be a reason. I don't remember.
I'm one of those survivor people that actually needs to work.
Yes.
That
yes.
needs to go to an
doesn't
office.
Travel around. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm
travel around.
Taking yoga pose pictures.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even get invited to
I
go.
Making fun of poverty.
Yeah.
No, please. No. Please.
Well, she takes yoga pose pictures.
There's a lot of survivors that does that.
Right. A lot of
lot
don't
of
single,
them.
Don't single anybody
no,
out.
We're yeah. not. No.
Yeah.
Poverty actually has a job. She goes. She works. She's busy.
I like how you say actually has a job.
No
one else does.
No, a lot of those survivors don't.
Few and far between.
That's true. They're not surviving. They think it's all going to come to them, and it doesn't. And then they're like, why does this happen?
It's crazy to me because some people, they're like, oh, you're Abby. Do you really have to work? And I'm like, do you want to pay my bills? Because I have to.
You should start a Patreon.
Yeah.
Pay my bills.
Pay my bills. GoFundMe.
Yeah. You have to make something, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can't just be leaving.
Just make yoga pose pictures.
Yeah. Abby Marie is making yoga pose pictures.
Yeah. The dragon pose is my favorite.
The Brazilian dragon pose.
The Brazilian
pose.
Dragon yeah. pose.
Just around the world.
Around the world. Brazilian dragon.
Patreon.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Ah. Adam Rita wants to know, how's the modeling going, Pete Bro? And is Debbie a better model than you?
Ooh,
probably.
Debbie said that Nick is a good model because he has angular features and also a good bone structure. Would you say describe Pete also?
He does have a chiseled jawline.
Yeah, very angular features.
Yeah. Very angular.
Yeah.
See, I have very circular features. Very.
I feel like I look like a potato.
Potato?
Potato.
Yes. I'm like a little potato. I don't feel...
Like a sweet potato or like a regular potato?
Sour and sweet potato.
There's no sour potatoes.
You have sour cream on a potato.
Yeah, you put sour cream on the potato.
Yeah. Now, Pete,
with condiments on your potato.
As a connoisseur, as an expert, how do you think that Debbie, as a model...
I'm no expert.
Haven't we seen that picture of her posing on top of a car? Wasn't that Debbie?
Yeah.
Have you seen that? That is Debbie?
She's got like a full-blown six-pack.
Yeah, somebody sent me all Debbie's modeling pictures last week. Yeah.
How does she look? Is she a good model?
I don't know. That one was kind of creepy.
Well, I mean, what is she modeling? Like,
I guess the car.
Yeah.
The car was... Whoa.
Like, you could be all sorts of models, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's a lot of you need models for everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Anyone can be a model. Depends on what kind of modeling you're doing.
Yeah, it depends on what you're
modeling. Probably how much you care.
Yeah, what you're modeling.
I don't think it's fun, so I stopped doing it.
You're not modeling anymore?
No.
No, but you do have agents.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, you could let yourself go now.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This is a question from Ben Dubs. If you guys were in the merch tribe together, which side would you align with and why?
Probably with Jason.
Yeah.
Jason and Ty. But I guess Scott comes along for the ride too, huh?
Yeah.
And Pete, you like Ty also?
Yeah.
I love
him. He's such an interesting person.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's so hard to... He's so dynamic that it's hard not to get enthralled. Like, he's the nicest human being.
Now, how come he's not having any cultural issues?
I think he's more lovable.
He's
more lovable than Abby.
He's not from, like, a fiery culture either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a very respectable culture.
It is.
It's a culture, like, completely enthralled with respect.
That's how they say hi and bite each other.
Like, yours is like, flip them the bird. Or 100,000 people in the square. Just all mad.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting Olympics.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Brazil's going.
Are you going to Brazil for the Olympics?
It's happening very soon. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
I'm not going.
I don't know. I'm a little scared. There's so much going on in Brazil. Like, there's the Zika virus. They're trying to impeach the president.
The whole entire Rio is full of trash.
So much going on.
Is that why they're trying to impeach the president of Brazil? That's just like everybody is just like an Abby there. And so that's really what's going on.
Guys, thank you. Yeah, everybody's a huge dragon in Brazil.
And so basically, like, all of the voters there in Brazil are all just like,
with me, you're dead.
And that's why they have to impeach the president?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. couple more.
Someone on Reddit, though, said last year was a little bit stabby.
Stabby, Maria.
Yeah, that's how they described last summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit stabby.
Okay. John Johnson wants to know, Abby, who's more like a Greek god, Nick or Pete?
Pete.
Better answer that.
No, I do, honestly. It's not because we are very close. I do think that Pete's... I find him more good looking than...
I'm indifferent than Nick. Better than Nick.
I like the light eyes and dark hair. Okay. That turns me on more.
Whoa.
Hmm.
How about that?
Bing!
All right, and Frederick John Medina says, "Do you guys would you guys play in a blood versus water type season?"
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to do it again, but yeah, I would.
Sure, I don't know.
See, that might be good. The blood versus water season.
Do you
where
think they would do it again?
Well, it might be fun if it's like, okay, people who are some sort of survivors that have some sort of a connection.
Hmm.
That might be interesting.
Hmm.
I always talk about the rival season. That's the one that I think would be good to have.
But
the partner
said no.
Yeah. Well, she won't do it.
She won't do it. You can't go.
Yeah,
you gotta find a new rival.
Luckily, Abby has like six other rivals to go with.
So one of them will be in jail.
Do you have?
You have so many rivals.
No, that's your rival.
Hey, she still has many others to pick from.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need more rivals. That's
do you
really
have
the
any
problem.
More rivals?
Huh?
Do you have any more rivals?
Do I have
do
rivals?
I have any
rivals? Or do you?
I'm talking, you played once.
Malcolm could be your rival.
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, me?
Enough of me.
Malcolm would probably be my rival.
Would he?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know, maybe.
You are not really.
Not as far as show goes.
I don't know. In real life, you have beef with Malcolm?
No.
Okay.
Game life.
We are competitive, though.
All right. So, we had a lot of fun today.
Yes.
We went through everything.
We did. Yeah. And we went through a lot of stuff.
Give me one prediction for the post-merge moving forward. Abby, Julia is going home.
Yeah. I would say Julia is going home, unfortunately.
At some point or the next week?
I think you guys are crazy. You think you don't
think
so?
Not next
why
week,
would they get
the
rid of her out of
I
anybody?
Know why. Yeah.
She's not bothering anybody.
She isn't.
I think Joe's going to go home next week.
Joe.
Oh, there is a Joe there.
They call him Joey Amazing.
Really? You're calling him Joey the Amazing too?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's the 2.0.
Yeah.
He's going
Joey
home.
The Amazing 2.0.
I say he's home next
but
week.
But he does not have moldy hair. He has salt and pepper hair.
Yeah.
I don't
more
know,
salt, less
I don't
pepper.
Know how much pepper there
yeah,
is.
Not a lot of pepper
You're moldy.
In there.
You're moldy.
Yeah, and that's like what Debbie said last night. That she said that her and Neil are like salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper.
And then yeah. What was that last one? Like toilet paper in a
like,
toilet?
Yeah, like toilet paper in a toilet.
Yeah.
It's a fun season. I'm enjoying it.
It's a fun season. Yeah.
But a lot of people, I couldn't remember their names. Like Michelle, she just sparked my interest.
She was your winner
night.
Pick.
Well, as of last episode. But before that, people kept on talking about her. I'm like, who is
Michelle? But merch time is like when everybody starts getting a piece of the...
The whole picture.
Yeah. Everybody gets to be seen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to get a hashtag out for this podcast. People that made it all the way through.
Hashtag I've got moldy clown.
I've got a couple of options
okay.
for you. Okay. All right. Here's the... The three options
okay.
for the hashtag
Let's
today.
See. We're going to have to vote.
Okay.
We vote right.
we'll
for
vote.
That.
We'll okay. vote for this. Okay. Option number one is hashtag munch in honor of Abby's
I
nickname.
I love munch. Yep.
Hashtag munch.
All right. Option number two, hashtag rooker.
It's good, but I don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's good, but...
And number three is hashtag Debbie Upper.
I like Munch better. Hashtag. I vote for Munch.
Debbie Downer's good, though.
But that was Debbie Upper.
Debbie Upper's good, too.
Okay, I vote Munch. I like Munch.
Well, do we have a stalemate?
Yeah.
What
we do.
What are you voting for?
I like Debbie Upper, but
me
I'm
too.
Afraid to go against Abby.
I'm going Debbie Upper.
You're both dead to me.
You're dead.
You
Debbie Upper. Debbie Upper.
Okay.
Okay.
It's better.
Yeah, Debbie Upper has more to do with
the show.
The whole show. Yeah. Let's
Munch
Debbie
is
Upper.
Just about you, Abby.
Okay.
Well, when it's not about me, Peter.
You're dead to me.
All right. Well, of course, you could follow Abby on social media. You're at The Abby Maria everywhere.
The one and only.
On Instagram.
Instagram and Twitter.
And the tweeter?
In the tweeter.
Pete.
Jeez.
What's your...
I'm Pete Yurkowski on Twitter and Peter Pumpkin Eater 3 on Instagram. Apparently somebody took Peter Pumpkin Eater and I'm so mad. Can you change it? I don't know. Can you change your Instagram name?
That's on Instagram?
Yeah. Can you change it? Is that possible?
You're asking with a person that's culturally... You're talking to a person that's culturally disabled. Excuse me.
Culturally disabled? I don't think that's right.
Instagram is not like a cultural thing.
Everything in Abby's world is cultural.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well,
the internet culture.
This was very, very fun to do this in person. Always love to see you guys. Anything else coming up that you guys want to let people know about? Check out.
Someone told me to plug the PGIF.com.
What's PGIF?
I don't know. It's like the bros that follow Rob as a podcast.
Okay. Well, if anybody...
My bro lines.
In the effort...
Bro lines.
If anybody looks... I think the champagne is getting to me. If anybody's looking for buying or selling a house, just...
Or babysitting.
Or babysitting, let Abby...
I'm going to talk to Nicole.
Yeah, let me know.
Or interested in paying for yoga pictures.
Paying for yoga pictures.
Or come work out with me at F45 in Santa Monica, because I work out hard.
So you teach a class?
No, but I take the classes.
You take the... If people want to come and take a class with you.
Yeah, class with me and see how you train as a survivor. You can come and train with me. It's
okay.
Hardcore. I actually hurt my arm. I can barely move the right one.
Uh-oh, medical evacuation. Where's Dr. Rupert?
No, it's Dr. Joe.
Well, last night was Dr. Rupert.
No, it was Dr. Rupert. I like Dr. Joe, though.
Dr. Joe is fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Cool. Well, we didn't have... There was no Dr. There was no Dr. Rupert list. I wonder if it, after...
I wonder how it was in the Amazon with you.
Wow, it was... Why? How with the doctors?
No, like the whole... Like, leaving the Amazon, that's crazy.
Yeah, we were fine.
Was it?
Yeah.
Like, did you see anacondas? And
They told us don't go near the water at nighttime. Yeah, but I wonder, is it possible... Were there so many medical issues that they said Dr. Rupert get to step in after season 31? Is that for...
We didn't have Dr. Rupert on our...
They're becoming
seasons.
Part of the show.
Dr. Rupert, we're losing too many people out here. Get Dr. Joe back.
Get Dr. Joe back.
Okay. All right, well, very, very fun. We've got coming up next, we're going to get into your voicemails with my buddy Matt Cerrone from MetsBlog.com. That's going to be coming out on Friday morning, so look for that. Plus, much, much more. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Go to robiswebsite.com/iTunes or search for RHAP in your favorite podcatcher. Anything else? Anything else you guys want to get out there?
Organic Pop-Tart, YouTube.
What about Coffee Talk?
Coffee Chat. It's on. It's just Organic Pop-Tart on YouTube.
Organic Pop. Are you guys talking about Survivor? Talk about anything else?
We're going to start talking about other things.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Diversify that portfolio.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
All right. And okay. Abby for president.
Working on a couple Abby for president. Abby 20
of the president United States?
Or Brazil.
Let's hope for all of us Brazil.
Global presidency.
The last thing we need in the freaking treaty is you're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Yeah. I think there's a couple candidates that are going with the if you ask with me you're dead. I think that's you maybe started something.
You've started a revolution.
No, it was really nice being here. Thanks for having me, even though you were never an Abby Maria fan.
No, I'm always a fan. I'm always a fan of good TV.
Okay.
Always a fan of good TV.
High five to that.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
And nobody can ever say that I am not.
They cannot say I'm bad television. That's true.
That's right. All right, everybody. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.